the Steel House is about to open. Sierra Lee, PR and social media manager for Omaha Performing Arts, stopped by KBNO to keep us in touch with the events and activities of this organization.
We're just shy of 4 months from the grand opening of Steel House. As you can see, we've had a huge amount of media coverage when it comes to Steel House. We're getting a lot of buzz around the city as far as anticipation on excitement having this venue is going to bring to the city. As mentioned, President Joan Squires, I think this is a venue that is definitely necessary for the city of Omaha, kind of allowing the opportunity for those artists that perform at a mid-sized venue to have an opportunity to perform at Steel House rather than having to be at the CHI Center.
The Steel House would be one of its kind in Omaha. It would have capacity of 1,500 to 3,000 spectators. This venue costs $104.1 million. It is expected to have an economic impact of $13 million, about 155,000 visitors each year. They have not yet revealed the first performance in this venue, but Lee says it is promising. She also recommends to the public the best way to stay informed about this opening.
Make sure you follow Steel House Omaha at Steel House Omaha on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And you can check out our website, steelhouseomaha.com, and subscribe using your email to stay updated with future announcements.
In the meantime, while we wait for the Steel House to be ready, Lee talks about the events from Omaha Performing Arts that are taking place for the rest of January in different spots in Omaha.
As we close January, we have a few events that we're finishing the month with. Headed into February, we have Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis on February 1st at the Holland. We also have Evita La Revolucionaria at UNO's Community Engagement Center. So this is kind of going to highlight the Latino culture in South Omaha, and we're going to have some guest speakers there as well, followed by Ballet Hispanico, which will be held at the Orpheum February 4th. We also have Dragons and Mythical Beasts that'll be held at the Orpheum February 5th with a pre-show curtain warmer with Omaha Children's Museum. So there's going to be some activities for the children to come and create their own armor before the show. And then we'll have our Broadway Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, which will be running at the Orpheum February 7th through the 12th. Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble will be held at the Holland Music Club on February 10th. We have a comedy show coming February 16th at the Holland called The Whole Crew is Stupid. So this is going to be featuring a lot of heavy comedian and influencers. So that's going to be a really great show you don't want to miss. We also have our Nat Geo series, Force of Nature, coming to the Holland February 21st, followed by The Simon and Garfunkel Story, held at the Holland as well, February 24th. We also have a performance by Bria Skonberg at the Holland February 24th. And lastly, we have Trixie and Katya live performing at the Orpheum February 27th. Now, for all of these amazing events, you can find tickets at ticketomaha.com.
And many more events for the month of February. For more information, you can visit o-pa.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.